It's another one of those cold, damp mornings, pretty uncharacteristic of July, but the birds are singing, so come on along. That's a bird called a morning warbler. It's right ahead of me on my path. Now it's chipping at me. Probably because I started to talk. Morning warblers are kind of, well, brush nesters. They like brush. And it can occur in an almost purely deciduous forest or in a mixed forest. Or, you know, it can be the edge of a beaver pond in the middle of a boreal forest. So they're not particular that way. They do like the brush, though. It's really quite a loud, rich song. They're yellow-breasted with a gray bib that's edged in black. And the word morning is M-O-U-R-N, and that's because of the little black edging. And they're very hard to get a look at. Ah, now he's chipping again. Well, I'll leave. I'm bothering him. That strange sound is not a bird. And a lot of people will recognize that. It's a chipmunk. This one happens to be an eastern chipmunk. There is also a bird going ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. And the bird is a chipping sparrow. There, that was the bird. The chipping sparrow is very common in the county. They like brush and things like that. But the reason I recorded the chipmunk was because people often think that's a bird. I'll be out with a group of people and they will hear that sound and they will ask me what bird it is. It's kind of confusing sometimes. Mammals do make some odd sounds, and that's also true of some of the frogs. They'll make sounds that are very bird-like, very chirpy. But the chipping sparrow doesn't seem to care. He just keeps singing. They're very persistent singers. And they nest fairly low. Brush, shrubs, in your lawn, out in the wilderness someplace. A variety of habitats. That's a sound I was kind of waiting for. It's a scarlet tanager. It sings something like a robin. That right there, only it's a little rough. Has that little burr sound in it. I'm going to walk closer, so I hope he doesn't fly, but at least I've got to try. Of course, you can hear other songs too, oven birds and song sparrows and things like that. People don't always believe it, that scarlet tanagers actually nest in Cook County. Well, they do. You just don't see them very often. If you know their song, it helps a lot. And it's always compared to a robin. They say a robin with a sore throat. Oh, I see the male now, just glowing. It's sort of a phrased song. Of course, they're one of our most exotic-looking neotropical migrants, so they really do stand out. It's amazing, though, even if you know the song, sometimes you can't find this bird. Anything that's bright red with black wings, you would think would be easy to find, but not always so. Scarlet tanager. Thanks for coming. It's been a cool morning, but fun to listen to the birds. This is Molly Hoffman with Field Notes.